going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
The operative question this morning, who killed Joe Biden? An actual question we are now asking in this very strange country that we live in. Who killed Joe Biden? Because nobody, and I mean nobody, is buying this explanation yesterday from the Biden spokesperson. Joe last underwent a prostate-specific antigen blood test, common way to detect prostate cancer. My husband has one every year now. In 2014. And then just one day had trouble, I guess, urinating. And then, wow, oh, I'm in shock. He's got stage four, it's reached his bones. Nobody could have seen that coming. Shucks. Nobody's buying it.
Yeah.
Not even CNN is buying it. I mean, they'll buy anything, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. For a very low price.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, if somebody, the Biden regime says it, you know, oh, yeah, sure, whatever. Okay. No, they're not even buying it. President Trump's not buying it. President Trump, CNN on the same page. No one can explain this. Here's what I don't get, okay? Everyone's talking about the PSA test.
Yeah.
Well, first round yesterday, they tried to come out with this and say, well, you know, the American Urological Association recommends no screening over 70, right? And so, you know, maybe Joe Biden just stopped getting the screening because he would have hit about 70 in about 2014. So maybe that's it. Yeah, but the American Cancer Society, their recommendation is start testing at 50. There's no upper limit. You're going to tell me the president of the United States, even the vice president of the United States, didn't get that deal? Start testing at 50 and then don't stop?
Oh.
As the American Cancer Society recommends?
I don't think Kamala could have taken the test, but anyway.
Here's another question. None of this makes any – this doesn't make sense. All right, forget the PSA test. For whatever reason, Joe didn't have one, we're told. I'm going to get into that we're told part in a minute. Okay. He didn't have a regular blood test. That would have shown you, given the condition he's in, something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Regular standard blood test. I get one every year when I go to the doctor, and I am not the president.
I get one every 6 months now.
Do you really? You should.
A regular family physician that I go to, and I see him about every 6 months. And the PSA test is one of the things that is done every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And many other things that are checked, liver function, everything, all that stuff. All that's done.
White blood cells, yeah. That would have shown you something was wrong.
I get a nice little bill for the part that insurance doesn't pay for. And
Right, which with our insurance is more of it than not. But I just had one of those. I just had a blood test just for a routine physical. Again, I am not the president. or the vice president. And that, and you know, you get that whole panel again. One of them's they're looking for infection. They're looking for signs something's wrong. If the cancer has reached the bone now, a year ago, his blood work would have been whack. 2 years ago, his blood work would have been whack. And I mean, like, even Ezekiel Emanuel isn't buying this on MSNBC. He's like, nah, it didn't happen in the last 100 days. It, you know, it dates back to at least 2021 with this kind of cancer. If it's, you know, if it's a prostate cancer, this is slow moving. There's no way. Meanwhile, you've got Lee, folks, aides, Biden aides, talking to the New York Post. And they're saying they're worried that maybe Biden didn't get all the tests that he should have because when he was in the White House, because they were afraid it would leak. They were afraid a cancer diagnosis, a cancer treatment would leak or something. That doesn't make any sense.
No, particularly when any time, I mean, politicians are always demanding that you give out your medical release. I mean, that happens during campaigns. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, Democrats will always complain about a Republican if they're slow to release some type of medical information or some type of latest physical examination or whatever. They'll pitch a fit about that. What are you hiding?
Here's what the New York Post printed, okay? I'm just going to read it because it's interesting. And they're quoting Biden aides. A blood test has a paper trail. Yeah. They probably just didn't do the test. I think it would leak if he had a PSA test. They tried to bury. What's ironic, the Biden aide, unnamed, told the New York Post, what's ironic is that if they didn't give the president a PSA test because of the potential for optics of a possible false positive, that decision's ultimately going to lead to his death because they could have caught it earlier.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What?
Yeah.
Like, just, well, I'm just reading it and I'm trying to puzzle it out. I don't get it. I mean, this is so bizarre. Think about this. There's a lot you can do to treat prostate cancer.
Yes.
A lot. There's
many men in my community that have undergone this successfully.
Yes, there's no reason to get to stage four with bone cancer and go, whoops, we missed it. It doesn't make sense. This has people spun into all kinds of conspiracy theories, like, oh, they wanted Biden to die so Kamala could take over. No, that's not true either. There is no, and I know this, there is no way that Hunter Biden and Jill Biden would have let go of their meal ticket.
Yeah.
These are people who were going to do, you know, weekend at Bernie's if that's what took. Okay, so that's not it either. What happened here? But what, this is the strangest. And okay, let's not forget, when do we suddenly learn about the stage four cancer diagnosis? When do we learn? Within 30 hours, I counted. I wanted to go back and see. Within 30 hours of Biden's crimes coming out on the HER tape.
Yeah.
Okay, as he admits, Yeah, I had classified data all over my house. Yeah, no, yeah, the crime. My DOJ is currently trying to put Trump in prison for 35 felony charges. So it's roughly 335 years in prison. But I did it too. It's no big deal. I'm a Democrat. That was essentially the tape. And by the way, I sat and listened to that and I played you clips from it. He's totally clear. He's not senile. He's not having a dementia moment on that tape. Not at all. I don't even think he's having a dementia moment when he's talking about forgetting Beau Biden's death. He brings it up. And while he's saying, well, you know, Beau died during that period, I was, you know, very, you know, not focused on. He sounds, let's not forget, okay, Joe Biden's a lawyer. Don't forget that. He's not some guy off the street. Joe Biden is a lawyer. He's a fast talker. He's a liar. He's good at talking himself out of stuff. Come on. You think he's having, I don't even think it was a dementia moment. I think they let out the cancer diagnosis to change the subject from the fact that he committed a far worse crime than Trump. Remember, it was classified documents, plural. Let's not forget where this will go.
Oh, there was...
There were pallets.
Yes. Yeah.
In the facility, the Chinese government donated $60 million, the Penn Biden Center. It was unsecured. Chinese agents and operatives, we still don't even know who they were, had access to the pallets. They didn't lock them up. The Biden family was selling classified intelligence, y'all.
There was the marked boxes sitting behind the vet in the garage. You know,
right there, where you could see them in a picture.
Good grief.
And guess who was moving them around? They were storing them in Chinatown, and Hunter Biden was in charge of moving them around. Yeah. I mean, come on! And that's when they let out the, oh, by the way, he's stage 4 cancer. So weird. Nobody could have seen it coming. Not even the entire White House medical team. Congress needs to haul these people in and put them on a road.
Well, I mean, to me, this is just another dump truck load of reasons why nobody trusts the government.
No.
Nobody trusts the mainstream media.
And they shouldn't.
And it's just, I'm... This is what's really doing danger to the Republic, when you cannot possibly trust anything that this government, and it doesn't matter who the president or the Congress is controlled by, when this, what this government says, you just can't trust it. And when the mainstream media tells you something, you can't trust it. That is what is a real threat to the Republic.
You know what I think, though? I think it's almost the opposite of that. I think this incident demonstrates conclusively for anyone with a pulse that you can't trust them. That's good, because every time we've trusted them in the past, America's ended up in a really, really bad place, from the Russia collusion hoax to all the lies about COVID. Mm-hmm. So this is a learning moment for Americans.
Oh, I hope
don't
so.
Believe anything. I've waited for a learning moment like this for years. I mean, oh my gosh, the glory yesterday of listening to Jake Tapper forced to admit by Megyn Kelly. Yeah, the conservative media got this right. I got it wrong. I'm ashamed of that. Good. Let's keep going. Because we have gotten so many things right that they called conspiracies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That if someone had just listened to us, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be in the debt we're in.
Or at least admit that, okay, we need to consider this.
Yes.
I get it if you don't share the same opinion. But you've at least got to consider this and not consider someone an anti-American, fascist, Zionist, homophobic pig for mentioning something to begin with.
Yeah, like, you know, maybe next time we can have a debate about lockdowns and whether they work. There were plenty of people willing to do that who had the credentials to do it. People from Yale, people from Oxford, people from Stanford, but they were censored by the lying mainstream media who wanted to kill Trump's economy. And so we could only have one narrative. And we ended up with almost $9 trillion in debt because of it, and having to spend the money every year. Then it could break the back of the country. That's the price of the media's lies. So the sooner the American people get that what they think of as mainstream media is really just Democrat media, and it's full of lies all the time, the safer this country will be.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.